This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the front lines, and that's not a claim, it's the truth. I love
From
it.
The front lines of the information war.
Right up against the enemy.
Alex Jones.
Mother.
Wait till you get in the arena. Tell Some you of you never have. Wait till you scale the heights. Face the enemy. Wait till you see them fall. Then you know the destiny will be ours. But we must take it in our hands. We must break the enemy. Let's go to drugsreport.com for TV viewers, radio listeners will want to see it. This is the satellite photo. And I went and checked NOAA, the North American Oceanic Administration, scary skull of Matthew. Talk about biblical, a biblical name, Matthew. That evil 11 dead as it went over and flooded. More dead to come from cholera reportedly in Haiti. Now it's over the Bahamas. Now the tracks have it going out in the Atlantic and missing a lot of the East Coast, but still hitting some of it. I pray that's the case. I shot a video that's up on Infowars.com. Everybody needs to tweet to Trump. It's highly produced. It's professional. It's focused. It's a plan that is an absolute death blow politically to the Clintons. If Trump pulls the sword from the stone and follows this idea, which I'm sure he's already thought of, and goes and actually renders aid and exposes the Clinton Foundation with the leader of the Haitian Senate and others that have said that they're being robbed by them, that the Clintons took billions, it will be devastating, and it will reverse all this garbage that Donald Trump hates black people. It needs to be done. And I need all of you, the listeners, to go to Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. The article is red-linked. The article is red-linked. Americans call on President Trump to visit hurricane-ravaged Haiti. That was Don Salazar's article yesterday. Backlash to world economic order clouds outlook at IMF talks. We've got all that coming up. But then, here's the thing that's red-linked that has the video. Donald Trump to launch emergency mission to Haiti. Question mark. Donald Trump to launch emergency mission to Haiti? Question mark. Haitians still suffering after being looted by Clinton Foundation. It's a powerful video just to expose the Clintons' crimes. Four wins this weapon. Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. I need everyone to cover it. You don't need to give me the credit. I don't care. Just get Trump to Haiti. Imagine that backdrop of Trump there exposing these people. Imagine. Him there speaking out. Imagine him there going over the whole record of the situation. Here's another one. UN makes power play against Trump. The Hill heard this months ago from me, didn't you? I'm not bragging. It's just, listen, we don't make stuff up. we don't say we've got a big announcement and then not have the big announcement like LickityLeaks did. And I apologize for getting overly mad. I'm just saying. International governments have made a power play against Donald Trump by ratifying an international climate deal earlier than expected, effectively preventing him from canceling the deal as he was promised to do. Well, he can have us pull out of the stupid treaty. The European Union's Tuesday decision to join the Paris climate deal will push the deal over the threshold for ratification, but we haven't ratified it. It will formally take effect in 30 days. That means Trump should be elected president in November, could not cancel or renegotiate the terms of the agreement. Oh, we're going into global government. This is the carbon tax. And they claim that we can't get out of it. Congress hasn't ratified the stinking thing. But Obama says he's signing. That's the Hill buffaloing everyone, lying. I'll talk about that with Dr. Jerome Corsi coming up. Everything's moving. This is the planets conjuncting politically, culturally. But even in the stars, they've been doing it at levels never seen but every few thousand years. I mean, it's all happening. But the stars aren't aligning for evil. The stars are neutral. I don't mean that in the form of actually going into astrology. I mean politically. We must govern the affairs for ourselves. We must take this liquid period, this flux period, and change it with the greatest weapons alchemy has ever seen, truth and justice and liberty and the spirit of human development and free will. The dynamic human spirit created in the forges of God's furnace that refuses to submit. Yes, it's time to go to war on the lands of fire.
Attention, Alex Jones listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to Alex Jones unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 712-432-9364. Try it now to listen to Alex Jones 24-7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 712-432-9364. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear Alex Jones untapped and off the grid, just call 712-432-9364.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-seed oil in my morning's One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enabled my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. A second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-seed oil produced a significant health event in my life, the kind that makes you feel you've been given your life back with a bonus, and I'm 64.
5-seed oil and One World Way for your fantastic health. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson of the Genesis Communications Network. Over the 30-plus years I've been in finance, I can see that the world economy is now at a critical point. Unlimited money creation and runaway debt could trigger a collapse of the financial system. It's imperative that you protect yourself in case of hyperinflation or even deflation. Investment Rarities has put together a survival bag of 200 silver quarters. These 90% silver quarters are dated 1964 and earlier. Each quarter is worth almost $5. If a quarter has already reached $5, the trend is obviously on your side. These survival bags sell for $8.95 delivered. Call 800-328-1860 to order today. Not only can these quarters be used for barter in a brief period of hyperinflation, they have the potential to appreciate 5 to 10 times. Call 800-328-1860. Get one for each member of your family. Call 800-328-1860. That's 800-328-1860.
It's Wednesday, October 5th, 2016. We are now only 33 days from decision time. You're listening to the undisputed number one voice globally against the New World Order. This is the Alex Jones Show. I'm not going to go over Dr. Jerome Corsi's bio, but he's done some of the top banking analysis and projects in the world, been friends with Donald Trump for 40 years, has had three number one New York Times best-selling books that have decided two elections, they admit, like the Swift voting, which was the truth against Kerry. He's WND.com. I'm not going to go over his Harvard University, top of his class, 1972, expert in political violence and terrorism, advisor to the State Department and other agencies and all of their classified work. If you think he's famous for politics, he's more famous for banking. So today, while he's with us for much of the hour, I want to cover a lot of different issues. I want to cover the debate last night, what he thinks of Creepy Kane. I want to cover what he thinks the next 33 days we should be doing to make sure Trump gets in. What does he think of the announcement that the OECD's paramilitary arm is going to be overseeing the election with 10 times the, quote, EU moderators and overseers they've ever seen? What does he make of the UN trying to accelerate their climate treaty, claiming they don't care what Congress does as long as Obama agrees it's going to be ratified? I believe that's unlawful. We'll get his expert analysis. But obviously the reason he's coming on is a big exclusive at WorldNet Daily of massive atrocities committed when Hillary wanted Libya to be a failed state, it's been confirmed that Gaddafi was ready to give up unconditionally after he was premeditatedly attacked. And still they wanted a failed state. So this just shows what a monster Hillary is. He's got that report at WND.com. See Hillary's Libyan jihad atrocities. Now, I want to warn you, we have these videos, too, from the same source, but they gave it to us after they were going to go with it, which is fine. We get so many data dumps, we can't even cover it all. We're all on the same team. We're going to play some of these probably today, but probably not put them on YouTube. I mean, this is Al-Qaeda slash Wahhabist ISIS chopping innocent people's heads off, murdering children, mass graves, you name it. I mean, this is a big story. It's at WND.com. It dovetails with our big exclusive that comes out of the same data dump. Hillary killed Libyan peace deal over personal vendetta. On Monday, we had the former head of the Black Caucus coming on who was there and met with Gaddafi more than 20 times. And he was saying, look, I'll just go. Don't give the country over to ISIS, Al-Qaeda, at the time. I will just leave. Just don't kill all the ethnic minorities, the black tribes and others that the racist Arabs, and they think, don't think blacks are humans, folks. They kill them. So this is a giant, giant scandal. So we can cover this in any order Dr. Corsi wants to. Look at the Hill. This sounds like something Corsi wrote 15 years ago at WorldNet Daily. UN makes power play against Trump. We've got openly the Washington Post saying reparation for blacks in America. The UN runs strong cities, federalizing police with the Justice Department. George Soros is openly trying to create a race war. We get his emails that are hacked by DC leaks. It confirms it all. I mean, this is, put it this way, I sounded nuts 20 years ago. Of course he didn't, because he had so many degrees and background. He wouldn't even go as far as I do, but you know, he'd get attacked. Lou Dobbs, all of us have been vindicated. Matt Drudge, you name it, Joseph Farah. Now, though, it's like surreal because it's crazier than I even thought. So I'm almost left behind now some days where things are so crazy. I'm like, I knew she was selling out U.S. interest, but I didn't know she was brokering for the Chinese president against Chinese interest. I mean, it's like levels worse than I thought. So where do you want to start with the debate? With the election, with the UN takeover, with the atrocities, with Hillary's health. I mean, Dr. Corsi, where should we start?
Let's start with Libya. I mean, I think Libya is really important. We're running complementary stories. I mean, your story on the abdication and the inside that you've got, that there were major initiatives made and Gaddafi was willing to step down. I've reported this as well with a couple of other efforts. Admiral Kubik and AFRICOM had an effort going. Congressman Kurt Weldon had an issue going to try to get Gaddafi to abdicate.
You don't want to turn the country over to Al-Qaeda.
Right, exactly. And I mean, look, and it was a peaceful transition. Gaddafi was cooperating with the Obama administration. Gaddafi was holding Libya together.
Sure, I'm not even against overthrowing their military if you put something better in, but no, we put something 10 times worse in on purpose.
And it's a document of Hillary switched sides. She supported Al-Qaeda. We were bringing in weapons through Ambassador Stevens that ultimately ended up in Syria with the radicals, the foreign mercenaries and foreign
terrorists. I want you to back up. I'm going to shut up for 5 minutes and give you the floor. Start over. This is on record now. This is what Benghazi, this is the key to Benghazi. You're about to break it. You have the exclusive documents. She literally switched sides, double dealing. It's clear. So did Obama. Let's break it down for people. This is huge.
Well, the Chris Stevens mission in Benghazi was running guns. We were running guns with Hillary Clinton doing it. And by the way, that was confirmed again even yesterday when this arms dealer, Mark Turi, the Department of Justice just declined to prosecute him. Now, Mark Turi had the goods, as do I. I've interviewed Mark Turi. I've interviewed his lawyer. Hillary was planning to run gun deals and was running gun deals into Libya illegally and lying to the American people. Turi had the inside on it, and they prosecuted Turi over a gun-running operation to Libya that he didn't actually complete, because Hillary stepped in and blocked it. But the whole purpose of this Benghazi compound was for Hillary to provide arms to the Al-Qaeda terrorists and militants, largely foreigners coming into Libya, who were going to disrupt the country. And what we published now on WND is a series of the first three We have as many as 25 videos right now. Some of them are so horrific, we're debating publishing them. But these show violence in Gaddafi, in Benghazi prior to 9/11, with a government official being dragged out of a building and viciously stabbed to death by the mob, shouting Allah Akbar, etc. This is not a peaceful demonstration by any means. And there's two videos of Libyan soldiers who have been Gaddafi's troops who have been apprehended by the Al-Qaeda terrorists, foreigners brought into the country by Hillary Clinton. One of them is just horrific. It's a sodomized, the Libyan troop is on the ground, spread-eagled, naked, half-naked, being sodomized with a rifle and saying he doesn't knowing it.
And now, I should add, they're calling for the same tactics in the West. ISIS, which is the same group, is calling for this here. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, yes. In fact, this is the entire ISIS whole approach. And we're, again, backing ISIS, even in this, with Assad. This has been part of the weapons that ultimately, after the Benghazi terror attack, went over to Syria. And we, again, were providing access through Turkey and through the Middle East for these weapons to get to Syria. And we've been on the wrong side of supporting Muslim Brotherhood, supporting...
And that's my next question. What is the master game? It's confirmed, Obama, that you broke. Well, years later, it came out in the mainstream news. Right. Running the Muslim Brotherhood, hundreds of millions out of Kenya, overthrowing Egypt, our ally. It's so bold, but it's now confirmed. What was the master plan? How has it gone for them?
Well, the master plan, I think, was to destabilize the Middle East in favor of the Muslim Brotherhood. I think the Obama administration's been Muslim Brotherhood affiliated almost from the beginning. Huma Abedin, number two aide to Hillary Clinton, you know, is clearly affiliated through her parents with the Muslim Brotherhood. And I published, you know, two-thirds of the emails that Huma Abedin got, and she was the go-between with the State Department and the Clinton Foundation and Teneo. Huma Abedin was posting on a Yahoo.com personal email account. She could have given the password and the username to anyone in the world, and they could have read unredacted State Department emails.
Sure. So this is how they're passing the intelligence on.
Yeah, and this is clearly a crime. This is clearly a violation of all the federal statutes, excused by the Department of Justice. But it's to me an obvious sign of espionage. And
which sets a precedent for inside espionage operations to carry this out. And let's expand on that now. If you look at what Al-Qaeda and ISIS are doing, Egypt knows this, was able to overthrow the Muslim Brotherhood Wahhabist takeover, suddenly allied with Russia, which they hadn't done in 40-something years. But we now know, because of a covert alliance with the U.S. military, Russia, and Egypt to clean things up. Cy Hirsch has broke that. You've broken that. This is an epic story of patriots in our government actually countermanding what Obama did. What can you say about that from your sources?
Well, in fact, I published in WND, we had, you know, Muslim Brotherhood walking into our embassy in Tripoli, getting paid off by the Obama administration. These were the same Muslim Brotherhood that ultimately, some of them, were prosecuted under al-Sisi in Egypt for being terrorists. It's absolutely clear, and these videos should leave no doubt. I mean, they're horrific. And this week we'll publish some videos of beheadings. We're going to publish a horrific video of a cab driver who was beheaded by these al-Qaeda and other foreign mercenaries.
And let me just stop you. We've got the videos, too, but we're letting you go with them. But we're going to go ahead and play, for viewer discretion advice, for TV viewers, without audio or limited audio, behind while you talk. I'm going to skip this network break even more time. We're going to be playing some of the videos you mentioned. Again, this is government officials being sodomized with rifles. This is children being killed. This is horrible stuff. But you need to know what Hillary and Obama did to bring the jihadis in to take over North Africa and the Middle East. So viewer discretion is advised. We're airing this right now. Viewer discretion is advised. Please continue, Dr. Corsi.
Well, and you've got to remember, too, that these Libyan tribes that are providing us a lot of this information, and Alex, I can confirm that we're dealing with very legitimate sources. You have information. We have information from the same sources, highly authenticated. The tribes that Hillary Clinton brutalized in Libya are black tribes. These are black tribes that have been racially discriminated for a long time in Libya, and the mercenaries, the foreigners that Hillary brought in to destabilize Libya went against these tribes and against women. There are thousands of women. How about the war on women?
And we're get to that. I think Hillary's weakest spot within the Abedin and her mother that promotes sexual mutilation. But we're showing giant piles of dead black people that racists,
yes,
Wahhabists have killed.
That's it. These are killed. These are soldiers that were faithful to Gaddafi.
If you're black, you're killed. Let's explain this under Wahhabism.
That's the point, is that these tribes who are black in Libya are targeted by the al-Qaeda militia and the Ansar al-Sharia and the other mercenaries that Hillary brought in to destabilize Libya. And the black tribes are targeted. They're going to be killed. They are being killed. Their women are imprisoned. Their children are imprisoned, thousands. The women are no longer free. They're wearing habibs and they're wearing, you know, the various forms of burqas. They're not able to be educated or be involved in professions again. Young women are being sold into sex slavery from the tribes in Libya. Yes, these are other, you know, this is a film where the prisoners of Libya are actually being forced to eat human flesh. They're being cannibalized right here in this video you're showing right
now.
Which,
by the way, Putin pointed out that they eat hearts. There's video of this. They're obsessed, yes, with sodomy, raping children, eating hearts. Why do the Saudi Arabian death cult, why are they into this?
It's bizarre. I mean, the whole thing is bizarre. This is a form of Islam that is completely satanic. I mean, this is violence.
Yeah, for TV viewers, there's giant tables chopping up dead humans, and then they make them, as an initiation to not be killed, eat human flesh.
That's right. These are Libyan soldiers faithful to Gaddafi that are captured. And these are terrorist mercenaries largely brought in by Hillary Clinton, destabilizing Libya, and they're making them eat human flesh of other... There you go, right there. That's an example of it. This is part of the ritual. Probably, most likely, these prisoners were later killed because some of the videos that we have shown as well are...
That's right. In fact, I misspoke. A lot of times they do this because they believe it then sends them to hell if they made them eat human flesh.
Exactly. And then they're shot in the back of the head. This is part of the ritual to make sure they're... souls are lost in everlasting hell. This is a demonizing that the terrorists are doing to Muslims. These are all Muslims. This is violence.
So these Muslims are desecrating these people to hoping they go,
yes,
to hell.
Precisely.
The Wahhabists are so evil and so ridiculous. I've never seen anyone act this evil. Not even top serial killers act or behave like this. What is wrong with these people?
Well, and the Wahhabism is Saudi Arabia. And Saudi Arabia has been exporting Wahhabism for 40 or 50 years, while we have Republicans and Democrats alike, you know, fond friends of the Bushes. This is a Democratic and Republican problem, as well as the Clintons with Muslim Brotherhood. Muslim Brotherhood owes its origin back to the Mufti of Jerusalem in the 1930s, was affiliated with Adolf Hitler in World War II.
Well, he saluted him. He actually fought for him. Well, I mean, that's why the Nazis invaded North Africa. Let's expand on that, right. Dr. Jerome Corsi, breaking all this, WND.com. Dr. Corsi, then let me ask you this question. Again, the end game. How is it going for Hillary and Obama?
These are the bombings that were being done in Libya on civilians by NATO. NATO, see, remember, Gaddafi was willing to step down peacefully. None of this war was necessary. There was no reason.
And instead, NATO used high-tech cluster bombs and weapons to wipe out the infrastructure and to back the jihad armies so they could rape women, put burqas on them, kill them, kill Gaddafi, make people eat human flesh, kill tens of thousands. Some of the numbers are over 100,000. I mean, this is insanity. So we're showing you the loving liberal Hillary who said she came, she saw, he died. We should cue that up. Again, as we narrate this, most of the audience is radio. We're showing these exclusive videos that we got from a clandestine source. Let me ask you this then. What is the end game? How did it go for Hillary, though?
Well, I think, you know, this is becoming, American people are becoming increasingly aware of this. And it's headline news that this Mark Turi, arms dealer, was not going to be prosecuted by the Department of Justice. I've seen the files. I've talked to his lawyer. He had the goods to show that the arms dealing he was doing had been authorized by Hillary Clinton. And Hillary Clinton wanted to set him up and blame him, Mark Turi, because there was a shipment of arms that was interdicted in Libya, and the Libyan government displayed these with Qatar stamps and said, this is Hillary Clinton shipping in weapons to the Ansar al-Sharia and al-Qaeda to destabilize Libya. This is what Hillary did. She made a conscious decision to back the most serious terrorist groups in Libya to to depose Gaddafi when he was willing to peacefully step down, and the violence was directed against the tribes, largely the black tribes, and it was vicious against women. Remember, the women who were in prison were going to be abused in prison. Even if they're let go, these Muslim tribes won't accept them back again because they're going to consider them defiled. So it's a permanent, you know, ruining of a human being, which Hillary Clinton is doing to the women in Gaddafi, you know, smiling, laughing, lying about it, when and claiming that she is the, you know, great Secretary of State who, you know, achieved peaceful purposes, and it's all nonsense. Obama and Hillary Clinton, and Hillary Clinton made the key policy decisions here, destabilized all of North Africa, Libya, they destabilized Egypt, Morsi.
And by the way, none of this is rhetoric. I mean, you literally, and I'm not kissing your butt, Dr. Jerome Corsi of WND.com, I'd say broke 50% of the news with thousands of reporters on this, because he has all the sources in the Middle East where he worked for decades. The rest was Cy Hirsch and InfoWars and hundreds of other reporters. But you are the expert, and you never exaggerate what I love. In fact, you kind of dial it back. But I want new listeners to understand, this isn't political season, so we're saying this. This is all coming out. This is how evil they are. Our government going out of its way under Obama and Hillary to back the Muslim Brotherhood Wahhabists, to back Al-Qaeda, to back ISIS. The Russians are right. Trump's right. She is the founder. Obama's the co-founder. And the good news is it's getting rolled up and defeated because our own military wouldn't go along with it. But correct me if I'm wrong, suddenly they fired so many generals, they finally found groups that will be the Air Force and you know, bomb the Syrian military and the Russians. That's why the Russians are so angry. And now we have the head of the army and we have the head of the Joint Chiefs saying, we've been asked to start a war with Russia to fire cruise missiles on Russian aircraft. That will go to war with Russia. Am I authorized to do that? You know, that's what happened 2 weeks ago in Congress. We have new clips today. So you've got the sources. I've got the sources. It looks like Obama and Hillary are actually trying to push a conflict as an October surprise. Or am I wrong, Dr. Corsi?
Well, I'm beginning to suspect that. I mean, I think the military is objecting to going to war with Russia, although the Obama administration seems to be pushing in that direction.
Exactly. Let's be clear. When the head of the Army and the Joint Chiefs comes out and say, you want war with Russia, you need to get authorization. They're not calling for it. They're raising the alarm.
They're raising the alarm. They don't want to go to war with Russia over Assad. This is not, you know, Russia is supporting Assad. They're going to defeat ISIS. We want to, again, support ISIS.
And Russia says then they'll make Assad step down, which I believe.
Well, they probably will. I mean, this is the issue here is that we're not on the good side of it. We're not, you know, Black Lives Matter unless you're a Libyan tribes. That's the point we've got to get across.
Or unless you're the illegitimate son of Bill Clinton.
Unless you're Danny Williams, then Black Lives don't matter either. You know, the point is...
But I'm asking you as an anthropologist, a sociologist, and, you know, intelligence researcher, I mean, a smart guy, why would Soros and Obama and Hillary ally themselves with the scum of the earth just because Saudi Arabian money? I mean, why? It's just so evil.
Well, it makes no sense to go to war except that I think the Obamas and Clintons are realizing that Hillary is going to lose. This is the first recognition that they've had. They're not fooling the American people. Trump's crowds are enormous. Hillary's are very small. Cain was atrocious in the debate last night. It was one of the worst performances by a vice presidential candidate I've ever seen in my life. I think Cain did even worse than Nixon, and I never thought anyone could do worse than Nixon in 1960. Cain did. The Hillary is now, I think, being exposed on Libya. If Obama thinks the solution is to go to war with Russia over Syria, I think he's got another thing coming. The American people do not want a war with Russia.
Sure, and that fits into this whole narrative that if you don't want war with Russia or you're for WikiLeaks, you're a Russian agent. I mean, that's not going to fly.
Or that, you know, that I published one article already. I'm going to do another one hopefully tomorrow, linking the Clinton Foundation into Russian money laundering, that they're money laundering on behalf of the same issues, interests in Russia. They cornered our uranium market. They got the Clintons and Obama to do massive technology.
Sure, that's the thing. Everything they accuse Trump of is what they've done in triple.
They've done it. And in the money laundering, it's not Trump's ties to Russia are minimal. I mean, the Clinton Foundation is neck deep in money laundering. I'm talking about money laundering, you know, that shows up in the Panama.
And by the way, you're a world expert on money laundering. People don't know that.
I exposed the HSBC money laundering scandal. It was first, if I hadn't written about it, I'm sure they would never have gotten the $1.9 $1 billion fine that HSBC got. And by the way, the cover-up artists in that were Comey of the FBI.
Who sure, let's talk Comey then, and the FBI turning against him, rightfully so. They need to redeem themselves, or there's no credibility of the Federal Bureau. And then how that ties into the foundation, where you see that going, and more. Straight ahead with Dr. Corsi.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Reality check. Rampant hacking. Identity theft. Mass surveillance. Defending yourself today is not an option. It's a requirement. Introducing the Conceal Shield Travel Pack from DefenderShield.com. Conceal Shield is cutting-edge wireless blocking technology that eliminates all signals, including EMF, GPS, and RFID. Place cell phones, credit cards, IDs, and other trackable items into the Conceal Shield, and they become totally invisible. Get Conceal Shield now at DefenderShield.com. Use promo code CONCEAL for 10% off. Guard your privacy, secure your data, and protect your health with Conceal Shield.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free. So call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A+ with the Better Business Bureau. Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-up. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
You know, we don't hype things up. We've got so much hardcore news, like the exclusive we had yesterday with Obama, talking about how bad white people are in Kenya in the 1990s. We've got so much going on that we don't need to hype stuff. When I tell you that Dr. Corsi's got articles at WND.com that are so key, we've got articles exposing women being enslaved, mass murdered by the people Hillary put in charge. We have the footage. And this needs to get out to everybody so that folks can make a decision about who they're really going to support. You can say what you want about the Republicans. They haven't been perfect. But under Hillary and Obama, they've done stuff that's so crazy, I can't even believe it. See Hillary's Libyan jihad atrocities. To understand how they'll go out of their way to go after Christians, you name it. Now, before I go any further, Leanne McAdoo's here. We have a new Hillary Don't Tread on Me shirt that's limited edition that, just like the Hillary for Prison shirt, is only going to be sold for the next 33 days. Now, we've been selling the Hillary for Prison shirt for over a year. Over 100,000 of those have been sold. That helps fund the operation, but most of them we sold at cost, so it didn't really help fund the operation. This is a Made in America shirt. It's the Liberty snake, the Gadsden snake, curled up around Hillary, saying, don't tread on me, Infowars.com, on the right shoulder. Let's show folks the back, what the back of the shirt shows. Hillary, 2016, lock her up.
Lock her up.
Infowars.com. Now, I'm going to explain something. Only 3,000 of these were printed. We're going to start coming out with a lot of limited editions where there's only 2,000 or 3,000 of them. This is a limited edition. We have it in all sizes right now. It's really soft fabric. Leanne, what do you think of the shirt?
It's really great. It's very comfortable, very soft fabric, made in America. And ladies, we heard you. This is made for women. It's already got the good shape, so it, you know, fits properly on the chest area. It's not made for men. But it's super soft, really nice fabric, made in America. Don't tread on me.
And it's great for men, too. It's unisex, but you're right. Yeah. We've gone with this, not just cotton, it's this mix. It's really comfortable.
Well, it
really feels great.
Both.
It's made in America.
It comes for both men and women, and that's key. A lot of guys don't realize, you know.
But the men get the soft fabric,
too.
Women
are shaped a little bit differently than men, so, you know.
And we got the Moulin Lambe gold foil version for women as well. That, too, made in America. Infowarsstore.com, InfowarsLife.com. We have the new Biome Defense Probiotic is in. And we've got 23% off on DNA Force with the Bio CoQ10, the Bio PQQ, you name it. That is an amazing nutraceutical-grade product for about, I don't know, probably 300% lower than what it's sold at medical offices, very similar formulas. We're going out and getting the Rolls-Royce stuff that medical clinics sell because people will only, again, pay for something that's that quality, but it's a medical clinic. We're cutting out all the, you know, 400, 500% profit and only, you know, putting 100% markup on it and dominating the market with DNA Force that third-party sites say is incredible, backed by 175 clinical studies, nerve growth factor, Energize, and more. Just the BioPQQ comes from Mitsubishi America. Nobody else, ladies and gentlemen, has got it. They've got synthetic BioPQQs. Our CoQ10, again, is not synthetic, and it goes on and on. DNA Force from InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. But Leanne, again, the new Don't Tread on Me shirt, there are, I think they said 2,500 of these or something. I was 2,000, 3,000, whatever.
Limited run.
This
for
is
real.
A limited run. We're going to have lots of limited edition shirts. This is it, and your purchase supports the broadcast. So I got to tell you, that's why Trump says, hey, make better deals so I can make clothes in America.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can buy this same shirt, you know, in Honduras for $3. For here, it's like $10 a piece, and I sell it for $22. But, again, just to get it made in America, this quality fabric, these shirts cost us just the shirt $10 a piece. The printing's like $2. So this is a high-quality shirt that should be like $30-$40 at a designer store. Hillary, 2016, lock her up on the back. Don't tread on me on the front, limited edition. Leanne McAdoo, any other comments?
Well, I think this is great because we were actually just talking back in the room about dating during this political time that's, you know, very divisive. And, you know, do you want to bring up politics on your dates? I think it's super important to find out who the person you're going to date is voting for. And, you know, you could have the pick of the litter at the SJW party, but, you know, it takes a rare woman to be able to say, yeah, I'm voting for Trump, and I'm not afraid of it. So I think wearing a shirt like this just puts it out there that, hey, don't tread on me. I am clearly not with her. So wear it loud and proud, ladies.
It's meant to find the patriots. It's meant to find
exactly.
Who you don't want to associate with.
Exactly. So you could just zero in on them. Enough with the Tinder and all of that.
I heard you talking during the break just how shocking these videos are and the fact that Hillary put Wahhabists in, Al-Qaeda, ISIS in Libya, who murder women, sell them into sex slavery.
Hmm.
I just can't see how women can support Hillary when she's like married to Uma Abedin, you know, reportedly basically stays in the same hotel room. Well, they're fine. I'm a libertarian. I'm not judging you. But her mother writes the journal that calls for the sexual mutilation of women and is the leading proponent of sexual mutilation in the world. How the hell could any liberal woman vote for this crazy lady?
No, it's very shocking. And it's just so, how do they continually sweep this type of stuff under the rug with the sex slavery, with the rapes, with the killing of gay people? You know, these are
throwing them off roofs.
That if it was anyone else, that they would take that person down with that type of history. But if you're a Clinton, it's fine. You get a pass. I mean, this is insane. Genital mutilation supporter, Huma Abedin's mother. Huma was there at the journal at the time this is going on.
She's a leading one. She defends it now. We're
right.
Showing articles on Infowars.com on the free stream, Infowars.com/show right now. Leanne, thank you so much. Great job last night covering the debate. Did Did the Governor Pence not clean the floor with Creepy King?
Oh, my goodness. I really like Mike Pence now that I had the opportunity to just really sit down.
That's why Trump went with him. He's really smart.
And the Clinton campaign is so upset that he didn't take the bait. And they're saying, well, he couldn't defend all of Trump's statements that he made. It's like, no, he didn't take your canned bait.
Trump could learn a lot. I'm not saying I know more than Trump. I'm saying Pence is a master. He's also been meeting with our good friend Faraj, is coming back on soon. Nigel Faraj of UKIP, the leader, former leader. He's been advising him very excitingly. And you'll be on the Nightly News tonight, 7 o'clock Central, Infowars.com/show. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. Dr. Corsi, we've got about 40 minutes left. Again, I'm going to try to give you the floor, but you've got me so excited. I've been backing up the different things you've been breaking down. We were getting into money laundering, the Clinton Foundation, how crazy this is, even the internal emails from the State Department with Chelsea upset about them stealing 94% of the money from the Haitian leaders, the president of their Senate coming out saying they robbed them. All this stuff happening, 33 days left, this Kane thing blew up in their face. You've got the floor. What should we be watching? What should we be looking at that you're covering at WND.com?
Well, let's talk about the money laundering a bit in the Clinton Foundation. Donald Trump is being hit because he used a tax avoidance part of the code, a loss carry forward, not to pay taxes in subsequent years, which is completely legal. Now, the Clinton Foundation, I've got the documentation on this. I'm preparing for publication tomorrow and probably in the next week. The information I just gotten from Germany, which outlines for me some of the never-before-seen back channels through which the Clinton Foundation has been money laundering with Russia. A lot of this money has gone to Podesta. A lot of that money is off the books of the Clinton Foundation. I mean, here, let's question how much of the offshore money laundering the Clinton Foundation does is reported for tax purposes. I doubt any of it is reported for tax purposes. But the point is, this Rosatom, which is the Russian energy agency that bought into 20% of the U.S. uranium production through this Frank Giustra in Canada, who was a penny stock dealer from Vancouver, connected himself with the Clinton Foundation, is also picked up not only in the Panama Papers, but in the Swiss banking revelations in terms of offshore money hiding. And I've got now the record of how the accounts passed money through the Clintons off the books. And Clinton's using this pass-through corporation, this WJC, his initials, William Jefferson Clinton, WJC LLC, and his WJC Investments as off-the-books pass-throughs, which is what money launderers use. The way a shell corporation pass-through works is the money goes into the account, and then within a few hours it goes out of the account. So the account shows a zero balance. You don't know what the account has in it or where the money came from or necessarily where it went. This is the way it makes it hard to trace the money. And the Clinton Foundations have been using this kind of secret pass-through. And again, if we really want to get into taxes, if the Clintons want to push the issue of Donald Trump using a legitimate tax avoidance, completely legal, I think this is illegal activity, where even I've got evidence that Podesta, who is her campaign manager, did not report as he needed to various transactions that came to him from Russia through these various groups in Russia that wanted to do two things: control the uranium production in the United States, and have Hillary Clinton, as part of this reset, transfer massive amounts of U.S. military intelligence and technology to Russia, which Hillary Clinton did.
I was told by a pretty high-level military source that, yeah, the Russians don't think Trump's out to get them, but they're not sure. They try to push him around. They're kind of scared of him. That the word is they kind of actually want Hillary because she's so blackmailed.
Well, Hillary's completely compromised. All the Russians have to do is reveal what the information I got through authoritative sources from Germany, identifying the Russian banks through which these transfers occur. The articles I'm going to publish are going to chart it out so you can see the chart of how the money passes from here to here and here and ends up in the Clinton Foundation.
Sure, you also brought up Comey. I mean, he does the tax returns for the Clintons.
Well, Comey, the law firm that Comey's been associated with, and also Loretta Lynch and Cheryl Mills, does the tax returns for the Clintons. Comey was at HSBC when the money laundering was going on. And, you know, to get your mind around this, everyone, you know, when you deal with massive amounts of terrorist money, which are financing terrorists, the Wahhabis out of Saudi Arabia, the Muslim Brotherhood of the Middle East, and we're passing money that the Muslim Brotherhood comes in and takes a receipt for in our consulate in Tripoli. We're paying the Muslim Brotherhood through the Obama administration identified as terrorists in Egypt. When you see these massive amounts of money flows and also drugs in Mexico, it $1 trillion worth of $100 bills doesn't do you any good. So the whole object is to get a compromised bank, a crooked bank, and HSBC paid $1.9 billion fine.
And that's why that's important, is HSBC, you're saying, was then working with the globalists in the sellout of America. Yes. We blow them sky high. We've cut off their money.
And I'm also saying that you don't launder money in this magnitude without the federal government knowing it, without the Treasury knowing it, without the FDIC.
Sure, so they have to have officers in charge for that executive-level fraud to be able to pass it through.
And you've got the President of the United States using an alias to communicate with Hillary Clinton over her secret server. You know, so you've got it entirely.
You've got collusion. You've got the racketeering.
And if it were investigated at the top level and we get the records where you could prosecute people like Al Capone on their actual bank
sure.
records that weren't being laundered through Panama and Switzerland, through shell corporations, which is what the Clintons have done with the Clinton Foundation.
Sure, classic, and you've exposed that. It's been exposed by others. It's confirmed. So let me ask you this question. How is it going for them? It seems like a lot of their systems are being rolled up globally. Our military and intelligence agencies more and more realize how much trouble we're in or exposing them. It seems like they're in full retreat, hoping to get her in and hoping then she can kind of set up some dictatorship to try to get out of all this.
Well, I think the Clintons have, you know, thought from the beginning that they could fool the public one more time and weren't going to have the scrutiny that they're having. What's happening is we saw it in the Brexit vote. I think you're going to see it again in the presidential vote for Trump. And that is the people are waking up and they're saying, you know, this new world order globalism means slavery for the average person. It means 90 million Americans who could work are useless.
And I agree. Hillary literally has like 50 people at her events now over and over again every day. She's imploded. We sent hidden cameras into her campaign headquarters in New York and in Ohio and in Florida. They go, no one's supporting her. Everyone we know is for Trump. So obviously these polls are all fake when they say Trump's neck and neck are losing. CNN does stuff like samples 46% Democrats to 22% Republicans. I mean, this is ridiculous. So
also, yeah, what they do is they oversample because, you see, they're using in many of these polls the turnout assumption numbers from 2012 or 2008. Well, Hillary Clinton's not going to get Barack Obama turnout. It's, you know, political scientists.
That's my point. Everybody hates her. So she clearly is probably 10 points ahead. What are they going to do to block a Trump landslide is the question, Dr. Corsi.
Well, they're going to try. I mean, I think we've got to keep very close watching with this whole Russian. You know, Russia made it very clear, saying directly to the Obama administration, keep hands off. And Russia will go to war if we do something like launch cruise missiles or to defend ISIS, or we try to shoot down a Russian plane, we do any of this type of aggressive activity, Russia will step it up. Now, if that's what Obama wants, that's the American people aren't there. And we need to expose in advance that if this is what the Clintons are down to, I mean, besides, Hillary is massively sick. I mean, the indications that she's having epileptic-like seizures and having, you know, being propped up with medications and, you know, medicated so she gets through an hour and a half long debate, you know, coughing constantly, suppressing.
And isn't her collapse emblematic of the old Bush/Clinton facade collapsing? I mean, we need to not let these people fail forward into a larger war. I mean, I think it's safe to say, Dr. Corsi, the world has never been in a more dangerous position.
Well, I don't think the American people are ready to go into another, you know, Iraq war that was, you know, trumped up. And was basically, you know, Trump opposed it. He did oppose it. And, you know, this whole idea that Trump was for the war because of the comment he made.
We have all the videos.
Yeah, and, you know,
we have six videos of him opposing it in 2004,
yes.
Two of them in 2013. I mean, 2003.
What the Clintons are doing is they're playing a game of gotcha, and so are the journalists. They're trying to take out of context anything that you know, have any issue that they can with Trump to make that, you know, the 3 or 4 day news cycle.
Sure, exactly. I mean, distractions disrupt. Let me ask you this as a real expert. I mean, as a real expert, folks, we're talking to politically dealing with this. What about just reaching out to liberals and going, do you really want World War III? Do you really want insanity? I mean, come on. You know you're lying. You know you're just betting on this horse. For common decency, don't destroy us.
Well, you know, this is where the final contradictions the liberals are in. If their only solution to having Hillary a losing candidate, a sick candidate, a lying candidate, one who nobody likes, even her supporters don't have any enthusiasm for her, the only alternative is to go to war. And this is what Obama and Hillary are supposedly against for their entire administration.
And by the way, we're not hyping that. We have the head of the army. We have the Joint Chiefs saying we've been asked to go to war with Russia, trying to cause a debate. We're at red level crazy town right now.
And the idea of going to war over Syria, the American people, after Iraq, after Afghanistan, after the complete disorder.
Oh, yeah, we can't beat the Afghans. Now let's fight the Russians.
I mean, you know, this idea of we're going to fight a perpetual war in the Middle East is not what the American people signed up for after 9/11. A limited campaign to get al-Qaeda, who was blamed for this. Okay, fine. Hunt Osama bin Laden down in Afghanistan. But now, don't we
have to stay in Iraq because ISIS has taken over?
Yeah, and ISIS has actually taken over Iraq. And now you've got a massive...
I'm ready to invade right now to kick ISIS back to Saudi Arabia and take their amount. I want to come back and ask you, in a perfect world, what should Trump do if he gets elected? Because that's the big issue. They're going to counterstrike. Or what happens, God forbid, if Hillary gets in? We've only got 6 minutes left with him on the other side. WND.com is where you see the exclusive videos of stuff I can't even describe on air. They're there right now, WND.com. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson of the Genesis Communications Network. Over the 30-plus years I've been in finance, I can see that the world economy is now at a critical point. Unlimited money creation and runaway debt could trigger a collapse of the financial system. It's imperative that you protect yourself in case of hyperinflation or even deflation. Investment Rarities has put together a survival bag of 200 silver quarters. These 90% silver quarters are dated 1964 and earlier. Each quarter is worth almost $5. If a quarter has already reached $5, the trend is obviously on your side. These survival bags sell for $8.95 delivered. Call 800-328-1860 to order today. Not only can these quarters be used for barter in a brief period of hyperinflation, they have the potential to appreciate 5 to 10 times. Call 800-328-1860. Get one for each member of your family. Call 800-328-1860. That's 800-328-1860.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Look at your young men fighting. Look at your women crying. By the way, Dr. Jerome Corsi is with us. for a few more minutes. I didn't even mention he has a new book out, a three-time New York Times bestseller in political books, and now Good Night Obama, Good Night Moon is one of my kids' favorite books. They were little, and it deals with his incredible corruption. Maybe liberals at their so-called intellectual level can understand this. The New York Times number one bestselling author Jerome Corsi, Good Night Obama. And it's a hilarious book, also pretty scary. But maybe this is something Americans that don't read books anymore or think that books existing are a conspiracy theory, maybe this is something they'll actually read. Let's talk about the book, and then I want to ask you about election fraud. First, they said it didn't exist when I brought it up and Trump brought it up. And I asked Trump to bring it up. He did 2 days later. And then they said, but we're coming in to federalize the elections. Let's talk about that. But first, Good Night Obama, the new book by Dr. Corsi.
And it's written really as a parody, and thank you, Alex. It's it points out the various things that Obama's done that will disturb conservatives like myself, increasing taxes, endorsing the Muslim Brotherhood. You'll see the Muslim moon on the cover. You know, it's basically a parody. Good night, Obama, and good riddance. And I've got on YouTube and on my Twitter, you'll see the... I actually read this as a, you know, children's goodnight book, but the drawings are meant to add some humor to it. But underlying message here is look at all the things that Obama has done in this fundamental transformation of America that has sided with radical Islams, destabilized the Middle East, doubled our national debt. I mean, it goes on to saying goodnight, Obama. That's hopefully we're done with this brand of anti-American socialism, and hopefully people begin to really wake up and not be so completely, especially the millennials, understand that they're considered by Hillary Clinton to be the basement dwellers.
And by the way, I got the book a few days ago, and Nico wouldn't let me take it because we needed it for the show, but I was going to take it home. I'm not just saying this. This book is perfect for trendies, perfect for liberals, because it really illustrates what a giant fraud all this is. But it's also great for kids, but it's great for adults. A real stroke of genius.
Well, thank you. I think it's going to be a good Christmas gift. I think as we actually get closer to realizing that Obama's gone, there's his crocodile tears for guns, which he does all the time, and the Internal Revenue Service going after the GOP, tearing down the wall. Yes, right. Of course, the wall Obama wants to tear down is the border. Letting in, there's the Constitution and disregard for it and executive orders. The book shows here he's coming off Air Force One with his disrespectful attitude towards the military.
The only problem is there should be a coffee cup in his hand,
Yeah, really. And, go ahead, Iran, you can have nuclear weapons. And, the dream of hope and change turns into the typical socialist nightmare of, dead imprisonment. But, of course, he can go on to the talk shows and make laugh about it all. And, here's clinging to the guns in the Bible. And, of course, Obama does not understand traditional American values. Here's the birth certificate. There's the guy who forged the birth certificate.
Well, and all these wars were fought over the Second Amendment. He just didn't get it.
And, the fact that we've, under the Obama administration, been in a perpetual war in the Middle East and destabilizing the Middle East. We've been here, the movie that was blamed for Benghazi when Hillary can't even remember that four Americans were killed at Benghazi. You said, who was killed there? I mean, Hillary's mental brain damage, I think, is, and she refuses to submit to neurological examination. People climbing into the White House, which has been climbing over the fence and under the fence. I mean, the Obama administration had LGBT, and of course, like you, Alex, I'm libertarian, but the point is...
of course, feeding kids this garbage, and they shouldn't be doing it. You said you do five more. I want to come back, then we talked about the book, Good Night Obama, which I want to cover and carry in our bookstore, InfoWarsStore.com, so please hook me up with your publisher, that's post-bill, but an absolute stocking stuffer. We're going to come back in 70 seconds with five more minutes. Election fraud, what will Hillary do if she gets in, versus what will Trump face if he does get in, because the battle just begins, as Michael Savage said here a few weeks ago. We'll be back. Third hour straight ahead, then Paul Watson.
CNLive.com today.